Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got Browns Raven on Ravens, plural, on Sunday. Cavs lost to Toronto, and people are or are not big mad. We either care or we don't care. I don't know where we're on that. Jose Ramirez enjoying third place again. A top three, that is. But that open courtesy of Mac Robinson not on the board. Yep. Yes. Mac's actually holding down the YouTube chat today. Don't be afraid. Hop in there. Can we be nice to each other? But hop in there. Make sure to hit the like button on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well. Mac producing. We do have Michael Markoch, a.k.a. Shaggy. Norville Rogers, as he's colloquially known, on the board. Yes. Sorry, I only got like one of those in the thing. And he's also doing the 2020s today. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hi. Which Shaggy does he look like? I'm sure people are questioning. Which one is it?
Yes, it's definitely the one from Scooby-Doo.
Picture this. We were both butt naked dancing on the bathroom floor. Is that you? Is that you, Mark Koch?
No.
No. Could you do reggae? Could you rap? Could you do a reggae rap?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Just
are
wanted
you
to make sure.
Yes.
I feel like every time that somebody answers definitively, we just combat it with,
are you sure?
You don't sound convinced.
Because they don't.
Yes.
They don't ever actually sound convinced. You sound very hesitant in that moment, Mark Koch. I'm not really sure what to make you. I told Nick before the show, I do like your presence, though. And I like that you seem like you don't care at all about our opinion of you. And that I like as well.
Yeah. Yeah. The key to our hearts is act like we're nobodies.
Yes.
And then, the truth is, we'll probably then be very negative towards you. But in the end, our negativities will balance out, and then we'll end up like best friends.
It's just nice. It's just a nice vibe that you're giving off here.
Yeah, because we've got so many people kissing our butt here. Now, there's a football game on Sunday.
Yes, there is. That happens.
Do we do a vibe check? Huh? Huh?
Oh, I don't know. When you're running back $6 tickets, I don't know that there's much of a vibe check to be had here.
No, that is the vibe check.
I got to say, Ashley and Andrew Siciliano, Ashley Bastock, having some sort of belief in this game that the Browns are going to pull this thing out, while being able to openly admit they're not really sure why. It's just their own vibes, their own gut tells them that something good is going to happen to the Browns, does have me thinking in the back of my mind, there's like a 3% chance that something good happens for the Browns.
This just one. This is a home game, and Kevin Stefanski over the last 2 years, don't put him on the road. That's not good. But at home, they've crapped the bed less, right?
Yes. Well, they have 13 straight road games they've lost.
Yes.
So they haven't done that. At home, much better. In the division,
Kevin's always good for a surprise in the division
win.
We
won three games last year. It was what? Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. Two of those are in the division.
I also think this is a very...
Oh, I hate that I had that burned in my memory.
This is a very simple premise. The Jets game is a game that you shouldn't lose. We know all the details that go into it, but again, they had just traded two of their best players off. They clearly signaled they were about 26 and 27. You shouldn't have lost that game. So you need, at some point, and by some point, I mean as soon as humanly freaking possible, you need the other game, right? If you're in a situation where your future's in doubt, where a lot of jobs are on the line, where, I mean, heck, you're just trying to make it from week to week, right? Just trying to close out the season with some semblance of positivity. If you have what can be construed as the worst loss of the season in the NFL or something close to it, you need the opposite to cancel out. And listen, even though the Ravens' record isn't that much better than the Cleveland Browns, they've won three straight games. Everyone thinks the Ravens are back. The defense looks to be at least decent. And Lamar Jackson.
He's fully cleared too, by the way. Everything's all taken care of for Lamar. I'm telling you, that Wednesday was just, I'm a veteran and I'm taking an extra day off. I knew that's what it was.
So what happens on Sunday, I think will tell you a lot about the Cleveland Browns, because there is an opportunity here. Maybe, and we'll, winning, listen, we can't predict that they're going to win until they actually do it again.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, I am done predicting any sort of wins or anything like that. Here's the thing, until they show us otherwise, we can't believe anything but I guess a 7.5-point spread, a 7.5-point victory by the Ravens is going
to
happen.
Yeah, but that this is the opportunity. Like, you either get to prove that the Jets game was your team bailing on you if you're Kevin Stefanski, or that was a learning experience. And then you can spin it forward to being a positive thing. You're back home. Again, divisional games. Kevin puts a lot into these games. So, like, I can't say that I'm, like, incredibly excited for this game, because, quite frankly, I think we should all expect it to go how it's expected to go until they prove otherwise. But it should be noted, the Jets game was that's where it all fell apart loss. This is where it all came back together kind of win on Sunday.
Well, show us that you have something left in the tank. That's what I want to see. But like, we need a Packers win. We need that type of game where you're like, I didn't think they were going to win. They went in there, they got the job done, and now we have some life. But I'm not expecting that to happen, Nick.
So the only thing is, where the Browns are is just win dummy. Right, so I'm not trying to say style points. I can't claim style points are necessary, but it'd be nice to have some style points on Sunday.
Now we're getting greedy, because I love style points. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel can score enough to even give us style points.
Well, but I think that's why style points would be nice.
Like, the sad part of any of these conversations is I still go back to asking myself, like, at least with Flacco, I'm like, all right, I see how potentially we score a bunch of points. I don't know how we score points on Sunday.
I think my...
Like with that offense, I just don't know how we ever score points.
Totally fair. Absolutely 100% fair. I think most people are. But I think at the heart of that is where I'm thinking, again, it's not win no matter what, and then we'll...
You need some fluky things like what happened for the Jets, you need. You need like two special teams touchdowns and then like a Ronnie Hickman take one back to the house.
But this is where not all wins are created equal. If you win, but Dylan still looks like booty cheeks, all you've done is delay Dylan Gabriel going to the bench. Whereas if you win and Dylan Gabriel has his best game where we can say X, Y, and Z, he took a step forward, that's something I think you can win on. That's something I think you can build on. And that, again, it's the thing none of us should expect. It's the least likely outcome on Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's the kernel of hope that I have. Right? Can Dylan get above 200 yards?
I think I'm out on thinking that could happen. Yeah, that's the problem, is that I think my brain can't get to a spot where I'm like, that's possible for Dylan right now. We've just watched too many bad offenses. I hope you're right, though. I hope we do see something like that out of Dylan.
See, my problem is my counter to you, because you're using like logic and stuff.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to use in this.
My general response gets to be, it's the NFL.
Yeah, where anything can happen.
Any given Sunday.
Any given week.
And you know what? Uh-huh. When you play in the division, throw out the record books.
That is my favorite line. Just throw out the record books. None of it matters.
Which, by the way, counts for every team in this division except the Cleveland Browns. Over the last 30 years, every team can be like, hey, when these two teams meet in the AFC North, you throw out the record
books. It's one of my top five NFL cliches.
With the Browns, up until Stefanski, and this is where I'll give them credit for, up until Stefanski, it was, no, you should definitely not throw out the record books. Like, you should definitely, it's a 1-8 Browns team versus the Ravens. You should just bet based off that.
While we're still trying to figure out if they're actually trying to even win.
And by the way, not just talk about like the record now, like the record recent history, right? Like that's where, but again, the one thing you give Kevin Stefanski is these kind of games are the kind of games that he's been more competitive at home, divisional rivalry. And again, a win on Sunday would cancel out the Jets' loss. A loss, probably, like, if the Jets' loss was confirmation, You're cooked. This would be double secret confirmation.
Can I make this one a JP BOGO?
Ooh,
a buy one get one. Is this a buy one get one? You win the Ravens game, then you automatically get the next game as well. Are we out of BOGOs for the rest of the season with this team?
I think we're out of BOGOs.
We're fresh out of BOGOs.
But
okay,
it would make it feel possible, right? Like right now, everyone, and I
love
mean
nothing
everyone,
more than offering up BOGOs. You know this.
Everyone is fatalistic. You're basically Marks, but no, everyone is fatalistic. And a win on Sunday would just crack that door open, so we could be a little delusional. We could talk about things like the second half schedule and so many home games. We could talk about all of these things, but it's so weird. Like,
I mean, they win this one. We're back saying they win the Raiders game. We're back saying they win the Titans game. We're talking about a possibility in the Chicago game. Like you're talking. You get to talk that way if you win the game against the Ravens, because you win the game against the Ravens, everything is back on the table from a we can do this any given Sunday mentality.
And if you get,
I don't think it's going to happen.
And if you get blown out, which I think a lot of people would say is the most likely
Vegas is not suggesting a blowout in this one. What's odd, it started out at 44, the over-under. It's now down to 37.5. It has moved
as low as the Jets game, yes?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Well, the Jets game got down to 35.5. But yes, like they're in that spot where it's like that. Vegas does not believe there's going to be much offense in this one.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Would a win on Sunday cancel out the Jets' loss? Yes, because that was the most inexcusable loss of the season, and it might have been one of the top five most inexcusable losses in the NFL season at large. You need something equally inexcusable on the positive side of things. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We got Zach Jackson of The Athletic at 3 o'clock today. We'll talk about the Browns. We'll talk about the state of things with Stefanski, the Di Podesta line of, hey, I don't call plays in Cleveland. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Oh, man, hopefully he didn't take all the good jokes to the confines of Coors Field. Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, coming up at 4. We will go behind enemy lines, and we'll talk about the state of the Ravens as they've been playing good football recently. And Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, coming up at 6 o'clock as well. But 216-474-0092. Depending on where you are, I've seen a lot of people say, we're tuning this game out on Sunday. You want them to lose. When it goes big picture for the Browns, would a win Sunday cancel out the Jets' loss? And fear not, Kevin Stefanski. All that's been lost can once again be found.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick and JP with you. Quick hits coming up in about 20 minutes. Our good old buddy Roberto Shenanigans today saying, you guys sound positive. Is everything okay? I don't know that positive is. Am I doing a little too much brown and orange colored glasses today?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm just trying to point that
we just talked about the game instead of everything else that isn't the game that makes everyone sad.
Guys.
I think that's all that was.
We'll get to $6 get in price.
Yeah,
we will,
and we're gonna get to Stefanski.
Yep.
And we're going to get to the quarterback situation, and we're going to get to Deshaun Watson, I'm sure, all sorts of things. We got all sorts of things outside of the game to actually discuss that'll make you all sorts of not happy.
Yeah, and we'll get your blood pumping.
Yeah, which
rage.
Is the idea. We'll have you thinking.
Yeah, I know. What's interesting to me is, though, like, I think once people realize, I think a lot of people just think, can we make the playoffs? Can we not make the playoffs? And once the answer becomes, nope, we're not going to make the playoffs, it just becomes everything's crap and none of this matters and the roadmap all looks the same. Well, much like we've talked about when people have been like, this is exactly what I called for this. It was like, guys, I called for 3-14. I'm 3-win Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's worse than I called for. It is. They've been non-competitive in nine games.
In our Me, You, and Fanta group chat that we have, I think, what was the comment John made during the game on Sunday? Something along like, so
we'll be
like,
lucky to get to 3 wins.
I said that seemed optimistic. I was thinking, where's the optimism coming from, John?
In fairness, he's losing a year of his life watching this Browns team and a burger bet to Nick Wilson.
I love the idea that he's at the stadium. He's got his family there. He's got great seats because, you know, NBC takes care of him, I'm sure. And his thought was like, I just have to rage text me and you to make sure that we all understand I'm mad right now. I got it.
Well, listen, you can't take it out with your wife and kids there, right? Like, it couldn't be like if John Fanta was with, you know, maybe his boys, so he didn't have like an outlet. So he's like, I've got to compartmentalize this rage into a one-way highway, actually a two-way highway, with the Afternoon Drive. That's
what it was. Oh my gosh. Can I tell you, I hate when hosts tell you about their dreams because I think it's really lame, but I'm going to do it right now, okay?
All right.
Fanta, so I've watched a lot of this new Squid Game show that's on Netflix. It's basically they reenact Squid Games, but it's like their own competition for it. And so in my dream, it was me and Fanta playing Squid Games.
Uh-huh.
Fanta wasn't winning when I woke up. That's what I'll say there.
Fanta, so wait, was it you versus Fanta?
No. It was like we were all part of this big mega game, and it was, and like me and Fanta were kind of like playing the game together to try to like win Squid Games to get past the round. And then I woke up right at the spot where Fanta had failed the mission and was gonna end up how Squid Games does. Yeah,
I like the idea. By the way, I like the idea that you picked the one guy that if you played Squid Games with, people would pick you to survive and not him.
I don't think that's true.
What other guys?
Why would they pick me over John?
I don't want to talk about it. I mean, John's a bigger fella. John's very nice. John's a very nice guy,
John
too.
John, he's very likable. He gets people on his side. I figure he's a good partner in those type of games.
That's not going to stop you from getting murdered.
I know.
You know what, though? Yeah. I bet you he's a great networker. I bet you could scheme.
He's great at all that stuff.
All those Squid Game type games.
How he left it was him actually trying to like bargain to make sure that he didn't actually lose the game.
And
no, he lost, though. He definitely lost the game.
I like that you're dreaming about John Fanta.
It's so weird and so random.
But listen, I think rather than do what I think is very easy to do right now, which is get very just none of this matters from here. Yeah, the next 8 games do matter. And I think they matter to Kevin Stefanski being here or not. I think they matter on like who's actually going to be here and who's not in the locker room. I think in a way, the fact that they lost to the Jets, and I think that was the nail in the coffin of, hey, we're not gonna make the playoffs this year, which, by the way, it shouldn't have taken that. But I think in a way, you got to understand that I think the possibilities opened up here of, okay, what does this mean for Stefanski? What do the final 8 games mean for him? For guys like Wyatt Teller, David Njoku, for Dylan Gabriel, certainly, for Shador. Like, the Browns are a miserable football team right now.
Yeah.
And they have not been a fun watch. And it's bad enough to be bad. It's bad enough to be awful. It's another thing to be awful and unwatchable. But I think there's a lot of interesting things with this team with 8 games to go.
Well, it's a ton of interesting things. But they've also, as far as a win-loss perspective, Nick, they found themselves in a good spot where they can't disappoint us any more than they already have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from that, it's almost like the kid that gets D's on his report card. And then, like, you come on home, you're expecting D's to still be on the report card. If you get a C in there, you're like, all right. You did a little bit better. A C's not great, but you know what? He did a little bit better.
Yeah, like, it's interesting. I still think there are plenty of Browns fans who look at this game and say, hey, it went against the Ravens, it went against the Ravens.
I think there's a way that people on Monday come out of this thing, even in a loss against the Ravens, where you're like, hey, they looked competitive. Like, if they actually are able to hang with Baltimore and make this one a close game, and Dylan Gabriel looks better, but Lamar Jackson just is Lamar Jackson, there's a world where on Monday we're talking about, like, they didn't embarrass themselves.
All right.
That's how bad it's gotten.
All right. So I think you're actually pointing to something that I didn't think of previously, that I'm like trying to decide in real time. That's why I'm stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Is an ugly loss, ugly win, a la the Packers game.
Yeah.
Better or worse than a style points loss?
A style points loss is better if you're in the camp that wants to see Dylan Gabriel like actually flourish and thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, style points loss might be better.
I think
yeah.
you're right. I think it's better for Stefanski too.
Yeah.
Because I think if you win 13-10 and it's a series of a punt return here, a this, that, the other.
And like Jordan Love had that embarrassing interception with 4 minutes left yes. in the fourth. If you have something like that. That doesn't really help your case much.
Whereas if you lost a shootout like 44-41, but Dylan Gabriel puts up 300 points.
How pumped people would be. The Gabriel gobblers, you kidding me?
Yeah, all of a sudden we'd be able
gobble,
to find.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. They'd be loving it. We score 40 points with Dylan Gabriel. Doesn't matter what happens. Win, ball, and it doesn't matter. Right. That's the win.
I really am enjoying this train of thought. What's the stat line that has any of us coming in on Monday going and like the groundskeeper for Major League One, where it's like, yeah, these guys ain't too bleeping bad.
Yeah, I think it's
what a did
he have that accent?
He's a great guy. Now he had more of like a Chicago accent.
yeah.
He's the guy who played Yanni Tor, the janitor from Scrubs.
Was it really?
Yeah, Neil Flynn. He was also in that show with Patricia Heaton.
Did he get? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the middle. The middle.
Everyone loves Raymond, but not this show.
It's called The Middle.
Yeah. Everyone loves Raymond, but not this show.
It was a real flyover type show, and my mom loved it.
Yeah. Listen.
She absolutely loved it.
She's no longer a housewife.
Loved Patricia Heaton. Loved that show.
In Long Island.
Brick, the little kid.
She's now a housewife in Indiana. These shows couldn't be less different.
People liked it. And now that I've described all the characters in the show, it seems like I, in turn, liked it. And maybe I did.
You know what?
Maybe I did.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Maybe I did.
That's a very mid show. We'd love to. Cleveland's own Patricia Hinton.
People really did like it.
Heaton. Jeez, that was not great.
Yeah, that's all right.
It was almost as bad as The Middle. All right. But
at least you knew she was from Cleveland.
I actually, by the way, I'm just being a D. The show is fine.
I'm just making a jab at Aqib Talib and Ken this morning.
Oh, what happened there?
Ken didn't know Aqib Talib was from Cleveland.
Mm.
And then spent the entire rest of the show trying to convince everyone that they shouldn't have known that either.
Oh, I should have known Aqib Talib was from Cleveland.
No. Oh, Nick Wilson, no.
Yeah, that bit has developed this week, and I'm really enjoying it. Now, what's the stat line that has right, Cleveland line. Buzzing for Dylan right. Gabriel?
The funny thing about it, we don't care about touchdowns to interception ratio at all with Dylan Gabriel for some reason, because he just never throws interceptions, and he always has like a 2-0 or 1-0 positive touchdown interception ratio.
We're going to have a touchdown to interceptable balls ratio.
Because he doesn't throw the ball deep ever, we so just do not care about the idea that he's got a positive touchdown interception ratio and really does not turn the ball over unless he's playing New England. So I don't even know that we should put that on the board. I would say like 250 yards somewhere in that equation. You know what it is? It might even just be the A dot. We might have to just look at the A dot at the end of this.
200 yards, a 7-yard A dot.
No, like a 9-yard A dot. Like something that is like really
realistic.
Really stretching the field of what he can do. So it really seems like he opened it up and was actually passing. And maybe when he does have a touchdown pass, it doesn't take 27 years for the ball to get there.
All right, 216-474-0092. You guys can also hit us up at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. If you're watching on our YouTube chat, I want the stat line. That if you get let's take the result of the game off the board. This is the stat line you get from Dylan Gabriel that has you buzzing on Monday morning. Because the bad thing is you set a number, which is 250 yards. I do think there will be panic in the streets. There will be pleasure in the streets if that guy gets above 250 yards. Because like last week, he was one of the nominees for NFL Rookie of the Week.
The Pepsi Rookie.
And he had like 156 yards passing, but they were like, but the two touchdowns. What murder? I did it.
I think they threw his passer rating in there as well. Like, his passer rating in some of these games are not embarrassing, but passer rating is just not a great stat.
Yeah.
It just isn't. We have better ways to measure this stuff. And so, like, he's going to need to do it across the board, where, like, my Sumer sports nerds can be like, EPA, awesome in this one. He was a positive there. And then also my meatball sports nerds, I guess they're not nerds, my meatball sports fans, they also, the eye test tells them that everything looks great. We have not had that game from Dylan Gabriel yet, where everyone across the board is like, all right, this was good.
PJ saying 78-34. Good Lord. That's on me, PJ. Yeah, how's he get 50 QBR ratings with two touchdowns and zero TDs? Pretty sad. Also,
it is sad.
Also,
yes, it is sad.
I'm just going to say K on the 92 Through the Van YouTube channel saying, Nick and Jonathan grasping for straws. It's not going to happen. I don't think anybody's saying it's
going to
happen.
No, we know it's not going to happen.
I think
if you asked us too, we'd both prefer it not to happen because we want to see Shador in there yesterday. But we have to at least envision up this world.
At this point on Sunday, I need a slump buster. I need good quarterback play. I'll take it. I'll take that hit wherever I get it, however I get it. I'll take it.
Even, it can be your clownitude.
Even if you can fit that into the Mark Anthony song if you want, but we don't want to go there. But I'll take 275 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, and a touchdown win over Baltimore. And Deshaun Watson at this point could be the guy giving us that, and I'd be like, you know what? There's a chance. At this point, I don't care where it comes from. It's not even a losing. Again, losing's bad enough. It's losing and looking bad.
I'm offensive starved right now.
Yeah.
I need this team. I need to be able to watch a football game where I can actually see our team get the ball and think, oh, they have a chance to score. Because right now I don't.
Yeah.
It's incredibly depressing.
Not even just that. But I just want to be like, wow, a 50-yard offensive play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Another one? Oh, my God. My lucky stars.
We are going to think they'll turn into, like, the Chiefs from 5 years ago if they score back-to-back touchdowns. We'll be like, is that Mahomes under center now? What is he doing?
Finally, he's going to live up to those Steve Young comparisons by who did that? Who is the one? What clip did we play?
Oh,
where somebody's
yeah.
like, he's got some Steve Young to him. And I was like, in the fact that he's left-handed? And white?
It did happen. I don't remember who it was, but it did happen.
Yeah.
I like to bury that one. I wanted to give that person the benefit of the doubt
you
and bury
know,
that take immediately.
Many people have been saying Dylan Gabriel's got a little bit of Michael Vick to him. Yeah. And that he's left-handed.
Yeah.
And he can run a little bit.
He did showcase the legs last week. I'd like to keep that going, too. Yeah. Maybe we'll give him like
they
45.
They just have to move so quickly,
we give him
though.
Like 45 scramble yards.
So they're so tiny legs.
Yeah.
It looks like if I ran the same speed, but then you put him running the same speed next to me, you just see his little legs kicking up there because he's really got to earn it.
Like one of those toys that you kind of, you press the button and then they just kind of like go across,
yes.
down and down and down.
And you're like, he's got to be running 50 miles an hour. That's out. It's 15 miles
Although
hour.
He doesn't run like Kyler Murray does though. Kyler Murray, I always thought ran like a toddler stealing your cell phone. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Dylan doesn't run like that. He actually's got a little bit more fluidity to himself.
He looks like a real athlete. For the UFL. 216-474-0092. JKLOL. He's Team Atuo. Team Atuo.
Ooh.
What's the stat line? We're just going to stick and move. Stick and move. What's the stat line?
Oh, I can't believe you did it again. Oh, gosh dang it, dang blanket.
What's the stat line with Dylan Gabriel that'll have you buzzing on Monday? And if your answer is 125 yards, three touchdowns, and then Shador plays the fourth quarter. We'll also accept that. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bonjour, Bob got me. Did you see the tweet?
No, I didn't see it
he
yet.
He paused the live stream. I'm going to retweet this because it really... It made me laugh. Maybe some of you will make it. At Nick Wilson says, or at Browns_fan1. All right, we got to up that Bonjour Bob. Come on now. Can't we just be Bonjour Bob?
Because he's honest, I guess. But, he is a Browns fan.
But he paused the live stream on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Again, don't forget to like.
I look stoned out of my mind.
He said, having paused at this moment, Jonathan Peterlin looks like he's smelling something.
I know something's happening.
I look like I'm a Eastern European dictator. Like I'm like in the middle of Eist, Feist, and you're...
You look very angry.
And you're like, oh.
You do look very angry.
This angry moment by this large man.
I look like Tali.
still, the joke that will forever destroy me for South Park is... When they're like, get out of here, Towley. And he goes, am I to understand there's been a Towley ban? I don't care. I don't care how old I get. I don't care if anyone else gets the reference. I will put that video on once a month just to make myself laugh like an idiot. But yes, you look like Towley. Now,
yeah. We
got a reel for instance here. I'm going to get to quick hits in just a moment here. I don't want to pause because Mark Koch might hit something over there. But we got Ken in Cuyahoga Falls, I think, presenting his own diabolical question for our resident Shahiver, Jonathan Peterlin. Ken, welcome to the show, friend. Oh, Ken. I really set him up big here.
Ken?
Mark Koch, is it on? Look down at the board.
Oh, yeah. It seems like it's not on is what it seems like.
Oh, Mark Koch, you... Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, you mother.
Because you heard that he actually turned it on right there.
Yes, I did.
You could hear that. You could hear and the listeners
chest.
Could all
pop
hear
your
that.
Damn chest
they
like
could
a man.
All
there
hear
you
that
go.
Too. Why did you lie to us, Mark Koch? Lying gets you nowhere, buddy. Just be honest.
The phones are normally on in here. Sorry, I didn't double check. Mm.
Dan Menigan.
So confident. Like, yeah, of course it's on. All right.
Dan Menigan set him up for failure. All right, man. Ken, real quick. Sorry. I know you have your question for JP here.
Yes, hey, Jonathan.
Yes, Ken.
So if Shador plays as bad, if not worse, than Dylan, are you going to dog him like you do Dylan? I'm not a fan of Dylan, but I'm like, would you be open-minded, especially if he runs around like a chicken with his head cut off?
Yes, Ken, if he stinks.
Would you really?
Yes, if he stinks, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
If you do, I will call back, but I'm like, I just can't see it.
Now, here's what I'll tell you, Ken, though. Here's what I'll tell you. I don't know that you're going to see that happen for me this year when it comes to Shador. I genuinely don't know. Because the situation that he's been put in, obviously not great. Everything associated with it.
No.
I don't know that it's fair to be like, I think Shador Sanders all of a sudden stinks because he plays, let's say, 4 games at the end of the season and doesn't look great. I don't know that that's going to happen. But if he doesn't look good, I'll be honest. The thing about Shador, and this is important, and I want you to hear this, Ken. The reason why I've maintained my optimism and why I've maintained everything with Shador and why it seems like I've been so positive for a million years on Shador is because we've had no games for me to dictate and move off of my stance. All of these other people have moved off of it, and it's like, all right, fine, you can think that way. I think it's fraudulent. If you believed in him in college like I did, and he's played no games that matter, why would you now think he can't play at this level?
Well, that's true. I just was curious if you would honestly do that. I hope he comes in and just destroys it, and we don't need another quarterback.
Yeah,
I do, too.
I think everybody does. Ken, we appreciate you. Yeah, the funny thing about this is, like, yes, you believed in Shador, but, like, we've all believed in quarterbacks and have been like, well, I was wrong.
That's really what it is. And also, too, there's so many quarterback situations where we've had them be wrong in the moment, and then you turn around and 3 years later they're good again, and you're like, wait, what happened here? So, like, there's so many things that can happen.
Are you talking about Baker Mayfield, who was just named the Family Foundation Philanthropist of the Year?
Yes, Baker, yeah. Where basically every host at the station that was at the station at the time told me I was an idiot. And then you fast forward and it's like, well, all right, here we are.
Doesn't that sound like an adult in the room? If you're called the philanthropist of the year, that feels like a big thing.
Yeah, he's always been very charitable. He's always been very good. We just brought up yesterday about how any time there was any sort of anything involving veterans or anyone with the military, there was nobody better around the Browns than Baker Mayfield when it came to that stuff.
Yeah, but he shaved his facial hair 3 times and when, you know, that was just, what a jerk. Not pointing at it.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world to the sound bites you need to hear. Hurry. It's Quick Hits.
Markoch running the board on Quaaludes today.
I think Mac paid him to tank the show.
Oh, is that job security?
Yeah,
for
so Mac to make Mac look better. If that's an angle Mac's playing, I like it. Aaron Judge is the AL MVP once again, and Guardian slugger Jose Ramirez finished third while becoming just the fourth third baseman in MLB history to finish top three in MVP voting 4 or more times, joining Brooks Robinson, George Brett, and Michael Jack Schmidt. Is Jose on the cusp of becoming a top 5 third baseman of all time?
Did you name the third basemen there? I heard you say Mike Schmidt.
It was Brooks Robinson, George Brett, and Schmidt.
I think J-Ram is better than, like, Scott Rowland, who would be in that category?
I was thinking, so here are the other names
around. Ron Santo's in that category.
Ron Santo, Wade Boggs, Molitor, Adrian Beltre,
Beltre,
Chipper,
obviously.
And Eddie Matthews.
I was going to go Chipper next. So I don't know that he's top five, if you look at his numbers and you pull everything up and the amount of top three MVP finishes that he has, he's knocking on the doorstep of that. You just have a lot. And I think J-Ram is a Hall of Famer, so he's joining a class of Hall of Famers.
So if he plays his average level for the next 4 years, which is a bigger ask because he'll be 33 this next year.
Yeah.
So again, we're talking about average home runs, average ribbies, average doubles, average WAR and OPS. He'd be 7th in WAR. He'd be 6th in home runs, 12th in ribbies, 5th in stolen base, and 4th in doubles, and then basically 10th in OPS all time.
I feel like it's very similar to how we view Adrian Beltre in the big picture of things. It's like, wait, he was that good for that long? And it was always the funny conversation around Beltre. I feel like that's going to be the copy and paste with J-Ram when it's all said and done. Everyone acknowledges he's been one of the game's best for an extended period of time. He is routinely wins the most underrated player every single year, it feels like, in baseball. And you'll look back and say, yes, that is a deserved Hall of Famer. But I don't know that you'll think to yourself, that is one of the game's great third basemen, although we should.
If he does what I suggested, again, same level of his average season for the next 4 years, his stats and Wade Boggs, again, they're different because Wade didn't have as much power and Wade hit like 360 a bunch
and
of times.
And Wade was drunk.
Well, I don't think he ever got drunk because a man could just drink. But they would be like right there on the cusp of 6th, 7th, 8th best third baseman of all time. And I just love that that's a discussion. If he can just, I really do think the next 4 to 7 years of Hosey's career are just going to have such a profound impact on where he is in the history of the game, as opposed to where he is right now within the game, where everybody's like, yeah, that's a top 5 player in the AL.
I know, but like Beltre, if you don't play for one of the major market teams for an extended amount of time, you just get zapped in these conversations.
I do love me some Beltre.
Brock Purdy back this week for the 49ers. He's going to battle through the toe injury. He finally got worried that he was getting well-pipped.
Yep.
And the conversation today I heard on it was like, well, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, probably about the same level of output you're going to get from San Francisco, and that is not a good sign for somebody that just got paid $50-plus million a year like Brock Purdy did.
Who needs a quarterback win? Or sorry, who needs a win more this weekend, Brock Purdy or Dylan Gabriel?
Well, Gabriel, because Brock Purdy can still lose for a little bit and he'll be fine.
I don't know. I mean, they've got to – if Purdy comes out and plays bad – that's a fringe playoff team.
Well, he just looks at it and if he looks bad, he's just going to blame the toe injury, and then we'll see what Mac Jones can do in taking that team wherever they want to go.
Yeah, but I think so. It's funny. I think everybody kind of agrees.
This might be Dylan's last game in the NFL starting.
I think that's fair. I think the next probably whatever Brock does when he comes back, I think it's going to have a huge impact on how San Francisco handles this offseason.
Only a 2.5-point line in this one against a struggling Cardinals team. That's not a good sign for San Francisco. Oof. They had been playing better than this, but that's obviously not good.
I'm kind of rooting for Mac Jones there. Even if I know that it means Brock Purdy might be free and the Browns might trade for him.
It would hurt the trade value for Mac Jones.
What do you mean? It would drive up the trade value?
Yeah. So what I mean is it would hurt it from them, but it hurt us for us is the point. There's a world that exists out there where Mac Jones is the 2026 Browns starting quarterback.
I know. I just don't want to give up a second rounder for him, which was what whoever was with us yesterday kind of threw that one out there. I don't love it. Omaha! The Raptors handed the Cavaliers their fifth loss of the season, 126-113 last night in Cleveland, and superstar Donovan Mitchell went full sicko in the postgame.
It's regular season. Everything started off perfectly. This has been an up and down start to the season. What can you learn from this and build off from this experience?
This is, I hate to sound like a sicko, but this is great. Like, to be honest, because last year you started 15-0, blowing teams out. You're never really mentally tested. I think now we've had, 8-5? Like, in those 13 games, we've had 13 different scenarios, right? We've had blowouts. We've had come from behind wins. We've had given up a lead and still won. We've had, like, tonight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's different things, and you're learning so much. And on top of that, our young guys have been phenomenal. Like, that's the thing that's been consistent the entire year. I don't think you see that if we go 15-0, right? So when we come to the playoffs, we know, they know, you know, the moments. We don't get that if we just go perfect. You know, you go through all these things, and there were times in Utah, we were 19-30, and they made the playoffs, right? So, like, the sky's not falling. These are great tests for us and great battles, and we're not worried as a group. We have things to fix. Don't get it twisted, but this is a good place and a good thing for us to learn.
You like the messaging out of Donovan?
Yes, here's what I like the most. I like the most that after a game like that, he came out and spoke, and he's consistently done this. You know, we rip on the Browns a lot for not getting their messaging out, et cetera, as we should. What I like about Donovan is that he has taken back his own message when it comes to how we perceive some of these losses, how we perceive what the locker room is. There's no guessing games with that team. When they have a game like that, it feels like people almost line up to tell you what happened, what went wrong. And as far as spins are concerned, I actually think that's a really great spin. I don't know if I buy it 100%, but the spin is good enough for me.
I really like that Donovan and Kenny are in lockstep with their messaging, mm-hmm. and they have the same way of thinking. There's one thing to be like using the same words, like we own that, and then maybe that's just a phrase and not necessarily reality. When Donovan and Kenny use different words, but they say very similar things, and I think that's important because that shows they're on the same message, but they also believe it. And that lockstep between your superstar player and your head coach, that's such a huge thing. And here's the thing, I buy it. And I don't want to go back on last year and be like, they didn't have enough adversity. They won 64 games. That's an incredible feat. But true championship teams, it doesn't matter whether they're a 64-win team or a 50-win team, the adversity that they have, they find a way around it. So the idea that, yes, adversity can lead to good things, as long as it's not adversity begetting more adversity, like health injuries becoming other health injuries.
Well, and just a lot of really good NBA teams end up just not being very good until January or February. The Pacers last year were a sub-500 team at Christmas Day. The Knicks were thinking about firing their coach. I mean, they did it eventually, but like they were thinking about firing their coach, doing everything under the sun because they were just had a miserable record by the time January came around. Like it's a long season. Now is not the time to freak out. I like the idea though that Donovan didn't want me or you to sit there and say, "Well, Donovan's got to be pissed at what's going on." It's like, no. Now we know what he thinks.
Browns Ravens on Sunday. Zach Jackson of The Athletic is going to run down the state of things for the Cleveland Browns and what's at stake on Sunday in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.